This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 28. As with gladness, men of old. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The visit of the Magi is celebrated on January 6. But the story of the Magi visiting the child Jesus connects with the Christmas story as well. As with gladness, men of old tells the story of the Magi responding to their discovery of the guiding star that indicated a king had been born. When the Magi saw this star in the heavens, they set out in search of the newborn king. Each stanza of the song encourages the singer to respond in a similar way, with the Magi who eagerly follow the light to find the newborn king, to bow before him in worship, and to offer gifts most rare. We are encouraged to see his splendor, seek his mercy, and bring our costliest treasures to our heavenly king. We rejoice at the birth of Jesus as the King of Kings, and we are called to respond. We're encouraged to live our lives as an offering to the Lord and King, who has made our salvation possible. The song points us to the promises of Revelation 21 and 22, describing the full life we will have with God in the new heaven and new earth. Then we'll no longer need created light, because Jesus, the light of the world, will be our light. There we can forever live with the Lord and sing alleluias to our King. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the Magi's response of faith, setting out with joy to find the newborn King. May we also, with joy and gladness, live our lives for you each day and forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.